Hi, this is R. Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message. Hey there, this is your girl, R. Renee, with thetithinghoax.com. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of the Tithing Hoax Podcast. This is where we talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about. And as usual, I am dealing with an issue raised by one of our visitors. I will call him David. Yes, David. Okay. So, if you have been following the Tithing Hoax for any time, you will know that one of the things that we teach, which is based on scripture, is that the biblical tithe is not money, or the biblical tithe did not consist of money. Specifically, the biblical tithe under the Mosaic Law, because that's really when God actually got involved with the tithe and made tithing a commandment. And under the Mosaic Law, God had very specific requirements for how the tithe would be paid. And so, as we teach what the scripture says, the tithe was from land produce, agricultural produce, and livestock. But anyway, but this is what David had to say. He says, you know, you taught that the biblical tithe is a tenth of the land produce and not money. I am not sure you can separate land ownership and land produce from money. The source of all monies, silver, gold, etc., is the land. So when you tithe the increase of produce of the land, this is money in another form. Okay, I understand the perspective that David is coming from and the point he's trying to make here. But one thing you always have to look at, and one of the words you hear me say often in these podcasts, I talk about, you know, context. You have to understand scriptures, verses, words within the context of the scripture, in the context of the history and the culture of biblical times. And what people tend to do is they want to, or they approach the Bible with a modern understanding of how, people, in this instance, how we look at money nowadays, and try to apply that modern day understanding to the ancient understanding of money. And in this case, what makes money different from the tithe? And in the biblical context, the tithe is not the same as money. Now, when you look at the tithe, which comes from the land, you're talking about agricultural produce, and you think about silver and gold, that comes from the land as well. So the land is the source. They come from the same source. There's no arguing about that. But in showing or demonstrating the distinction between the tithe and the money, you have to always take into consideration the function of each within scripture. And the function of the tithe is different than the function and purpose of money, as it's dealt with in the scripture. Now, let me give you just like a common everyday analogy here. Say you take a piece of paper. I'm going to grab a piece of paper. I have a piece of copy paper in my hand. Paper comes from trees. Trees come from the land, right? Now, if you take a dollar bill, for instance, a dollar bill is paper. Once again, that comes from trees. Trees come from the land. So whether you have a copy paper or you have a dollar bill, they come from the same source. But you don't equate and say the piece of copy paper is the same as a dollar bill. So you say you go to pay for something and it costs a dollar. Are you going to give that person a piece of copy paper to pay for it? I doubt that very seriously. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. You're not going to say, well, you know, this copy paper comes from the land just like a dollar bill. So since they come from the same source, hey, it's basically the same as money, isn't it? No. No, unless you're in a situation of a bartering type of situation where you're bartering for something and that money in that copy paper is the equivalent of a dollar in a bartering system. Yes, that's different. But when you're dealing with the biblical tithe, people weren't paying tithes to God in a bartering context. But anyway, but the bottom line is just that everyday example, even though, yes, a copy of paper and a dollar bill come from the same source, you know, a piece of copy of paper is not the equivalent or the same or serve the same function or purpose as a dollar bill. So if you something costs a dollar, you're going to pull out a dollar bill. So once again, let's look at this. The big question is, the biblical tithe another form of money? Now, what did God say? Let's look at Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 through 32. A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. Okay? Whoever would redeem any of their tithe must add a fifth of the value to it. And just as a side note, and you see where it says, whoever would redeem any of their tithe must add a fifth of the value to it. There were circumstances in the Bible in which a tither actually have to pay more than 10%. So, but anyway, that's just a little side note. But the verse continues on, every tithe of the herd and flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod will be holy to the Lord. God does not make any mention of silver or gold, shekels. No reference to money. It's grain from the soil or the fruit from the trees belongs to the Lord, is holy, and every tenth of the herd and flock, and every tenth of the animal that passes under the shepherd's rod. Okay, so that's the biblical definition of the tithe. So when we look at the tithe versus money, the tithe, agricultural produce and livestock, and money, such as silver and gold, come from the same source but served different purposes. And that's the key. They served different purposes. So let's take a look at that. In the last verses that I read, one of the first things that makes the tithe different from money is that God considered the tithe holy. Okay? God considered the tithe holy, not money, not silver and gold and shekels and all of that. Only what came from the land and what God specified, and that's the agricultural produce and livestock. That's what God considered holy, and that's different from the money. Another thing that distinguishes the tithe, the biblical tithe, from money is that the tithe was also used as a form of worship. You can go to Numbers chapter 18, verses 24 through 26, and I'll just go ahead and read those verses for you, but I always encourage you to look them up for yourself. It says, this is God speaking, said, instead I give to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. Now here, next, the Lord said to Moses, now speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe I give you as your inheritance, you must present a tithe of that tithe as the Lord's offering. So, you know, here you're talking about, you know, the offering, you're talking about part of ancient Israel's ceremonial religious worship by offering up the tithe, offering up a tithe of the livestock, offering up the tithe of the agricultural produce. So unlike money, the tithe in the eyes of God was part of how ancient Israel was to worship him in their ceremonies by making these offerings. So that's another thing that makes the tithe distinct and different from money. And here's the other distinction between the tithe and money. The tithe was not used to purchase goods and or services. The tithe was not used in business dealings and making business transactions. As an example, we can go to Genesis chapter 23, verses 14 through 16. And it says, Ephron answered Abraham, "Listen to me, my lord. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. But what is that between you and me? Bury your dead." Abraham agreed to Ephron's terms and weighed out for him the price he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weight current among the merchants. So here you have Abraham involved in a business transaction with Ephron for buying a piece of land for 400 shekels of silver. And that's strictly money, you know. So he's not saying, I'm going to give you 400 ears of corn, or 2 cows, 3 sheep, and a donkey. So we're dealing strictly with money here. And that, once again, this is an illustration of what money is and how money was used. And it shows you the difference between between money and the tithe. So just to recap, yes, the tithe, agricultural produce, livestock, and money, such as silver and gold, yes, they come from the same source. They come from God's land. Yes, that's true. That's a true statement. However, the tithe, the biblical tithe, and money each served a different purpose and function. Unlike money, the tithe is what God considered holy. Unlike money, the tithe was used as a form of worship. And finally, unlike money, the tithe was not used in business transactions. Therefore, the tithe was not a form of money. So I hope that's clear, and it helps to clarify the issue of tithe and the tithe and the knowing the difference between the biblical tithe and the money, and how, just for instance, like the way money is used in the church today to pay tithes, sorry, that is just not the same as the biblical tithe. And you cannot draw these conclusions as if the two are the same, because they simply are not, based on scripture. Okay, so that's been today's this week's episode. I thank you for tuning in, and if you haven't already, just to let you know, you can go ahead and you can download a copy of the Tithing Hoax book, which is now on Kindle, on Amazon's, is available on Kindles, on Amazon, if I can get it right, Amazon's Kindle bookstore. And you can go ahead and download it for $2.99. You can't beat that. $2.99, and get your copy of it. And please, when you do get a copy of it, go ahead and leave a review. We really want to know what you think about the book, and let us know what your feedback is. So please leave a review on Amazon. That's very important to us. And also, we still offer the free tithe study guide, which I think is a pretty good introduction to the topic of tithing. At the time of this, I'm taping this show, the free tithe study may be available on Kindle as well. I'm not sure, but if not, it's still on our website. And you can just go to the top of our webpage on thetithinghost.com and click on the link, free tithe study guide, and you can download a PDF version, the PDF version of the free tithe study guide. But eventually, if it's not done by the time this podcast airs, it will be available exclusively on Kindle as well. And you can, if you don't have a Kindle e-reader, that's no problem. You can download the Kindle app and download it to your PC, to your Mac or your mobile phone, and you can read any Kindle books on your computer or on your mobile phone. So it's all good. All right, this is our Renee. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time, peace and blessings. R. Renee here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tithing Hoax podcast. For more information about the Tithing Hoax, visit thetithinghoax.com, download your free tithe study guide, or drop us an email at info@thetithinghoax.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.